Our next topic is current developments in state taxation, and I'm pleased to introduce Gordon Martins, keeping the family tradition of state taxation up. Gordon is with the Martins law firm here in Austin. He started his law career in 2015 with Big Law down in Houston, but finally saw the light and came home. And we are happy to have Gordon to bring us up to date on what's going on with state taxation.
Thank you. All right, thank you. So this presentation is just going to cover Texas tax developments over about the last year. We're going to focus on sales tax and franchise tax. Please feel free to ask questions, butt in, just come up to the mic and ask a question if you want. We only have 30 minutes for state tax, and I have a lot of content today, so I had a little extra coffee. I'm going to try and move fast, but if we don't get to any material and you want to talk about it, please feel free to come talk to me after the session. Here's my contact information. I handled really just Texas tax controversy matters, anything from audits to administrative appeals, what we call redeterminations, to district court and court of appeals challenges, really controversies involving state taxability issues. Thank you to the Planning Committee for inviting me here today. Here's our agenda. The first few items are going to be sort of administrative or procedural miscellaneous developments. The comptroller, that's our State Department of Revenue here in Texas, have an annual briefing. The agency has a briefing every year, and they had their briefing a few months ago. And so there were some interesting insights that they gave about sort of goings-on that I'll share with you today. We have a new statewide Court of Intermediate Appeals that's going to take all state tax cases. That's the new 15th Court of Appeals. They recently survived a constitutional challenge, so we will be seeing all of the state tax cases that you see today. These types of cases will go through that 15th Court of Appeals going forward, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we'll jump into substantive tax developments. We'll look first at franchise tax, and we'll sort of work our way through your franchise tax analysis. We'll ask first, is your client or your company, are they exempt from franchise tax entirely? And we'll look at a couple of cases involving that. Assuming they're not exempt, we'll work our way down the franchise tax calculation. It is, at least on appearance, much more simple than federal tax. You just have a calculation of your margin, and then you apportion your margin to the state of Texas, take any credits, and apply a tax rate, and that's your tax due. So we'll work our way through that. The beginning of that calculation is revenue. Then you, to calculate margin, you take a subtraction. You only get one. You get to choose from a few, but you only get one. We'll look at one of those subtractions. That's the cost of goods sold calculation. After you subtract that from revenue, you get your margin. And we'll look at, for a multi-state or multinational taxpayer, how do they apportion that margin to Texas? Apportionment is really the science of slicing up your income. Think of it like a pie. And Texas only gets to eat part of that pie. So apportionment is the calculation of how much of that pie Texas gets to tax, and it's driven by constitutional considerations like the Interstate Commerce Clause. Then we'll switch to sales tax. We'll look at issues with exemptions for sales tax as well. We'll look at the local tax sourcing rules. Those rules determine where a transaction is sitused for local tax purposes, and that could affect the rate. It also affects which local government entities receive the revenue from those sales. And we'll wrap it up with new data processing rules. So first, the 15th Court of Appeals, they were created during the last legislative session. They began taking cases September 1st. All new appeals for cases where the state is a party are going to go to that 15th Court of Appeals. And any cases that were filed in other courts of appeals after 2023 are also transferred in, or were transferred in. So they're going to be the exclusive venue for these types of controversies going forward. They're located in Austin, but they can conduct business throughout the state. The first round of justices were appointed by Governor Abbott. There are three now. They're in the long outline that you have in your materials. And then there's going to be another round of appointed justices, and then they'll be elected after that. These are a couple of the first cases that were filed. And then just very recently, we've had additional appeals filed in that Court of Appeals as well. I'll just briefly cover the Comptroller's annual briefing. They hold an annual briefing once a year